Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we say good morning to everybody out there after a nice Heat win last night. A really, really nice Miami Heat win with all those guys out, and they decide that they're going to hit 22 threes, tie a franchise record, get 40 points off the bench. That's what I call support. Like, hey, a couple of guys are out. We need to pick it up. And you heard Jax talking about Caleb Martin.
Wow.
28 points, 6 of 8 on threes, and still on that two-way contract no matter what, but
Jack said no way.
No way. He said no way. No way for long is what he should have said. And Max Strus, who was on a two-way contract, now got a contract. 16 in the fourth. P.J. Tucker all over his old teammate Giannis last night. Antetokounmpo just giving him all the business he could handle. 4 of 13. So they came out. Hey, look, you know, that happens. And the Bucks got all their big three back and playing, and they've been playing great. And you kind of look at everything and go, and then all of a sudden, those other guys who also get in a check every week start knocking down shots. Who would have ever thought we'd come in here talking about Caleb Martin is 28 and Max Strus 16 in the fourth quarter?
I'll take it.
Right? With everything else going on. But, yeah, nice stories for two-way contracts. And if you're not familiar, two-way contract is NBA, and when you're not in the NBA, you're in the G League playing for the Miami Heat's NBA G League team. And I guess, what can you play? What is it, guys? Up to 50 games is what you're allowed.
Right. And he doesn't want to go back to D League.
Well, it's not D anymore. Now it's a big G. Right. Gatorade took over that bad boy. And got
I have Goran here to revoice that, though. So
have to get him when he comes back down here. Right. When he gets everything taken care of and decides to come back down here for the end of the year when everybody's buying out
contracts.
It's
too bad the Heat don't know how to find talent and develop it. It's just too bad that they don't have that kind of power in that organization.
Well, they got to work on it, Zach. No. It's
amazing. Sort
of great stories.
Caleb Martin looked amazing. Looked great last night. Like, he looked amazing last night.
He said last year he just didn't shoot the ball well. Some things got to him, and he said, can't explain it. And they put on this Heat uniform. It's incredible. It really is. And you could go story after story after story. And someday we'll probably make Caleb Martin and Max Strus a lot of money too. They'll actually get pretty decent dollars, if not here, somewhere else, because we've done that for a lot of players through the years that haven't been able to get paid because of the cap here, able to go other places. All right, we've got a lot of other stuff going on here. The University of Miami's just heard that update. Dan Radakovich has decided, hey, I'm coming. I don't know what took so long. It took a while because he has been the only name mentioned here for a while. After being at Clemson, went to school down here, undergrad, and will be back running the show here. And he's got a great reputation. Talk about leadership that can maybe bring all the different folks together from the alumni to the former players to the guys paying the big dollars that are working with this to everybody else, the president. This looks like it's the right guy for a big, big job with now all of a sudden all this money being spent and a lot more to be spent. Going to be a lot of fundraising going on for sure too. And probably not fundraising just with season ticket holders. Probably a lot of fundraising with the with the big boys, with some of the families.
Newly found billionaires all over the place, right?
We've been talking about all those guys that are making a lot of money and how much you want to kick in, and we'll start something new here. And, yeah, so anyway.
That Clemson athletic department's going to have, like, a we're hiring sign or a need help sign, like, right in the front window, man. Is anyone left over there besides Dabo?
How about this? Venables, you're right, goes to Oklahoma. Tony Elliott looks like he's going to get the Virginia job, although I guess the Duke job was offered. Okay, Virginia job's better. So he's going to take that, and they lose their athletic director. The only thing they did keep, though, I noticed, was Dabo Swinney.
Right, the head guy.
The most important piece. The most. I got to tell you, like Dabo's, all he's got to do is call Nick Saban. Nick goes, I go through this all the time. What the hell? These guys don't stick with me longer than 3 years, and they're gone. As soon as that right job pops up, they're gone, and then, hell, they may all be coming back at some point after it doesn't work out.
A three-year stint somewhere else where it doesn't work, right?
Yeah, get paid. You get your buyout money and all that, and then come on back and work on your career again. We got NFL guys that have done that, and it's worked out for a lot of guys. Yeah, so I'm guessing Dabo, those jobs won't be hard to fill. First of all, if you're not familiar with it, we talk about this crazy money in college football. Brent Venables was making $2.5 million as a defensive coordinator, and Tony Elliott, the offensive coordinator, was making a cool $2 million a year.
That is incredible.
I got to tell you, there when that popped out, and there are no secrets between the NFL coaches and the college football coach. They're all aware of what each other make, and they laugh, and they joke about it, and everybody cracks up, and now we're talking about the NFL's talking about the new league that has just started, and it looks like it's going to be really successful. And I go, what league's that? And they go, oh, college football. It's better. And it's going to be around a long time. It's not going anywhere. It's got nice TV contracts, filling up stadiums all over the place.
Expanded playoff coming soon, too, by the way.
So
I have a question.
I thought it was pretty funny, though, that an NFL coach said, how do you think the new league's going to do?
And new league.
I go, what are you talking about? And he goes,
well,
college football.
AAA. Yeah, you say AAA all the time. Anyway,
there are some new leagues starting, though. USFL is back.
Right.
The what's the other one?
The XFL starting soon with The Rock?
Yeah, The Rock.
I don't know.
Starting soon.
I think they're going to do great this time around. I really do. I think this time will be much different.
What were you going to say? What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Just kidding.
32 defensive coordinator jobs, and because of the Dolphins, 33 OC jobs in the NFL. How many guys are getting paid $2.5 million and $2 million? You bring this up all the time.
There are some.
Some, okay. But now, if you're really good in college football, like that's kind of the going rate, right? If you're really top-notch at your job?
Well, the reason I bring it up is because – the Miami Hurricanes have said they're going to be the highest paid coaching staff in the ACC. So I went right to Clemson, who spends more money than anybody. And I see they're spending $16.5 million a year on a head coach and the 10 assistants, the 10 on-the-field coaches. So, yeah. And a lot of that, as you can imagine. By the way, just looking at the position coaches at Clemson, there's guys making $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 too as well. So they're good jobs. Now, if you get in a stable situation, they're great jobs, as long as you don't get in one of these that and the whole thing about these jobs, if you get with somebody that's really stable, like Dabo Swinney doesn't look like he's leaving, and Nick Saban's been there a long time. So if you've been with him on this ride and you don't mind it, and some guys have stuck with him through the whole thing, you make a lot of money. You get a lot of bonuses, and you've got stability. You've got stability. Now, most guys are still motivated to want to be head coaches, or if not head coaches, also want to become coordinators if they're position coaches. So you have that. But, yeah, it needs to be discussed, man, because some of these college jobs, I've said it down here, Mario Cristobal makes a hell of a lot more and got a lot better contract than the Miami Dolphins head coach, Brian Flores.
Close, right?
And I'm sure when they hire their coordinators, it's
these are $2 million jobs, right?
There's a good chance. I don't know if new guys. Now, in fairness, Venable's been around and been really good for a long time. And he got a second contract that put him over that. He didn't start at that. So we're looking at some guys really good. Clemson, my God, out until this year, have been dominating right up there. Right behind Nick, dominating college football, and along with Ohio State, the three of them have had a hell of a little party going here until this year. But
some of those rumor names we talked about yesterday take that OC job. They're not taking that for under that, right? Brady comes in here, or Dorsey, or one of those guys.
They're going to want to make good money. I don't know what it would be, $1.5 million,
right?
1.4, 1.6.
Jeez.
But there's going to be some good money that I never thought we'd be seeing. It's crazy, just crazy, crazy stuff going on. And tonight we have Thursday Night Football, and the reason I bring it up, Thursday Night Football, because it's the Steelers. You're going, why would you care about the Pittsburgh Steelers? Well, Steelers are one of those nine teams in the AFC with either 6 or 7 wins right now. Nine teams sitting somewhere between 7 and 5, and the Dolphins, the only team with 6 wins, but they have 7 losses, which means they need some help. They need some help because of the loss column there a little bit. But this thing is crazy with 3, 4, 5 games left, whatever everybody's going to have. Whether they're playing this week or have the bye week, 9 teams in the AFC with 6 or 7 wins. I mean, this thing could go
in a million different directions.
It's crazy. And by the way, while you're saying that, you start looking at the Dolphins, and they're still towards the bottom of the AFC. I mean, it's not like they're at the tops right now. But you get another win, and you're going to move up, and just somehow you beat the Jets, and then you can beat those Saints, and then this thing, you get over 500, and it could get really, really interesting. But realistically, I don't know if 10-7 will get you in. There's a good chance, though, it seems like, with everybody kind of going back and forth outside of the Patriots. And then you look this week, and it looks like all of a sudden the Chargers – got hit hard with COVID, so they don't know if they're going to have some of their key guys there. They will have that quarterback, but it's crazy. Just a lot of crazy stuff going on here, and look back. It's too early. I promised I wasn't going to do it today. That's 7 straight losses, and more specifically,
2 of them in there.
The Jags, that Jacksonville loss, just an absolute killer for. They are what we thought they were after 12 games, 2-10. By the way, you think we feel bad. How do you think the Bills feel?
Oh, what a bad loss for them.
Losing to them, too.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, whoever played them and lost, you're not feeling real good. I'm sure they're over there going, damn, they lose to every friggin' buddy except us, and they beat us. And, man, you didn't have to play great to win that game. That game was put on a platter 14 times to win it. And you just didn't do it. Just didn't do it. And you hope, instead of sitting here today at 7-6, sitting at 6-7, and man, it would have been a completely different ball game going in. Now, I don't want to make a big deal about it, so if my voice sounds like it was
a
little
down.
That's
a calm voice you're using.
But it would love to have that game back. Love to have that Jackson. Just one game. Just give me that
one
game. I'm not even a pig about
Atlanta?
The decision to come home and play Atlanta right away from London. Probably not the smartest thing we've ever done. But saying that, I'll just say the one game. Just that Jacksonville game. All right, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff going on here. Get you caught up on Mario traveling around the country and hitting it 24 hours at a time, man. Recruiting out there. Plenty of stuff to get to here this morning, and we got a little breakup in the ESPN family. A little breakup.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I think we're getting the ball out. We're completing the balls. I'm not too sure. Just from my standpoint, I know there's a lot of things that we can continue to fix. There's things that we can continue to get better with. And I think that's the way to go with it. You know, don't be satisfied. Just continue to find out what we can do to get better. Yeah, I am going to go golfing. Going to go golf, enjoy the bye week with some of my teammates. And, there might be some last minute decisions made, whether I fly out to go see my parents or spend some time with my brother.
Oh, yeah, the Miami Dolphins today, their first day of the four of the last bye week in the National Football League. They get Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off, and then it's that last month of the NFL season coming up here as the Jets, so they'll be home next week. But, yep, the first of four. I'm guessing a lot of guys flew out yesterday after their practice, and you heard Tua Tagovailoa, if you're wondering who that was, talking about what he's going to be doing, and he's got the golf bug. And
all kinds of spy reports yesterday. He was playing pickleball in Plantation also.
Pickleball, huh?
Right. Some pictures leaked yesterday from a couple of different people.
I'll be darned.
You right. haven't made the transition to pickleball yet, have
I'm
you?
I'm fighting it.
Oh. Is that like a retirement from tennis, or is it, can you do both?
I will say there are a lot, I don't want to speak for everybody, because there are a lot of people, and this game has just exploded. I don't play it. But I have gone over there to watch. One tennis partner forced me to walk over there one day, and he goes, you got to at least look at it and give it a chance and not just call it old, washed up, the last thing you can do in life sport. So I walked over with him. Courts are close over at Central Park. So I walked over there and watched it, and I went, no, not interested, not yet.
Are we talking about a 55 and older crowd? Or?
Oh, well, no. There's young people, okay. But everybody can play it. It's a small area.
Right.
So as you slow down, it still allows you to use your hand-eye coordination and do some things and have a partner or play singles and do it. So
yeah, what if cool people like Tua are playing? Like, does that help you out a little bit?
No. I mean, everybody's okay. Different. I don't care. Now,
so I
have noticed that it kind of goes like this. I've noticed as I'm getting towards the end of the tennis thing due to injury, but it starts with singles. Then you see people playing doubles, and while they're playing doubles, they seem like, because Ira's now playing too. He's playing pickleball, but you're not surprised if you know Ira Winderman that'd be something he'd do. Oh, it's not a bad sport. You ought to try. I go, I don't want to play it. You and your wife play it. That's great.
Does he play against his wife?
I think I don't
doubles with her.
I'm guessing
his doubles partner.
I'm guessing she's a good athlete, so I'm guessing they play against each other. I'm not so sure she can't beat him in tennis, to be quite honest.
He's that bad, huh?
No,
surprise me.
He's not that bad. He's actually pretty good. But I had to get a little jab in.
Didn't he beat Solana?
Yeah. I think he did spread the word that he beat him. I think
the only person he's ever beat. That's impressive.
But you can't go by Solana either. That's not a that's not a good one to go by either. He's
not
always
a credible source.
He's always working on his game. But yeah, so a lot of people, somewhere in the middle of or at the end of their doubles career, which does get to a lot older people. Nothing against the women. Women do like to play doubles at an earlier age. A lot of, if you get a partner you like to play with and you're comfortable with and they play the way you do, but if you get a partner you don't like because they don't play smart and when you go to one side, they go to the other, and I just have decided not to play it. I want to blame me. When I miss a shot, I don't get there. There's nobody to blame. I don't want to look at another partner going, why didn't you get that? And I played one day. They talked me into playing doubles, and my hip's killing me. So I play a couple weeks ago, last time I played, month ago. And the guy goes, yeah, man, we need you. And then the guy's going, hey, he starts on me. Like, hey, you got to cover the other side. When I go here, you got to go over there.
I like this already.
Joe, you got to play up more. You got to play up and take that away. And I went, hey, man, I'm done after this. So you decide if you want me to keep playing the rest of today or am I done right now, because I don't want somebody telling me how to play. It's your shot. It's my shot. I mean, doubles, not my thing.
You're not a doubles tennis guy either, though.
No, I'm not. Like that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're a transition.
Like. Huh? You're uncoachable.
Yeah, I don't want
to
be coached.
You need to learn some of the rules of doubles. It's
I don't
want to
get coached up in doubles.
No, he's an individual sport
Now, you
guy.
Watch those women, and they play like they're on the tour. They play perfectly. One's up in front. One goes to the back. Got it. It's smooth. They're not wasting their energy. These women playing these leagues all the time. Unbelievable.
You
got to
find yourself a good partner, maybe.
Yeah, probably not gonna play. So I don't know. Maybe pickleball's coming up in the near future.
I feel like the golf course is gonna be calling your name at some point here. I know you're not a golfer,
Woody,
but
I have thought about it. I have thought about it, but that's a whole different frustration.
Yeah, it is.
That's a frustration unknown to tennis, right there. Tennis go like whatever tennis is. You get a great workout. You get that nice sweat. Tennis to go out there for 4 hours. And not only spray the ball all over the place, but have somebody in front of you that's playing real slow. Mm. I can't do anything slow. I got to keep moving.
You only blame yourself and your equipment.
No, you can blame.
Struggling.
No, but you can also blame slow play.
Slow play
gets blamed, even by the great ones. If they're playing and they got something good going and they have to wait for another hole and the guy's going up to see how far the shot is and he walks all the way back 70 yards, yeah. DeChambeau. And those guys get really, really mad.
Wake up so early, though, you could get the first tee time.
Basically,
you could set the pace
want,
on the
right.
whole course. How about
Damn,
that?
Woody, you're really working on me playing all these different sports.
Well, he's got you in golf more than pickleball.
I will tell you, I've become a great walker lately. I've been hitting the walking scene real hard.
Would you walk if you golfed?
Nah, I don't know.
You
I don't
take
know
cart,
how that works.
Right?
Yeah, probably take the cart.
Well, I mean, you go walk
it's kind of hard to turn down the old cart
ball,
after
yeah.
you're walking around. That's a lot of steps to walk 18 holes. I don't know if I want to go through
You'll
that.
Get your
clubs
steps
on one
that,
of those though. Little caddies with the wheels there.
Right.
Lug them around.
You guys.
Like a suitcase. Right?
You guys, man. Anyway, hey, listen, we do have a lot of stuff going on. Good win for the Heat last night, by the way. Probably need to keep punching that one. With all those guys out last night, got off to a nice start, hit 22 threes. Which tied a team record, a franchise record last night for threes. They've done that a couple of times and had 40 points from their bench. And there are two guys, you know, you're trying to, we're trying to figure out the names we always talk about, Duncan and Hero, to have big games. And what do you know? You get it from Caleb Martin and Max Strus last night, 16 in the fourth quarter. Caleb Martin, 28 points in the game, 6 of 8 shooting. On a two-way contract guy and a former two-way contract guy that the Heat just keep developing. They go play for two or three different teams. They play on different G League teams. They play on different summer league teams. They come play for the Miami Heat, and they're like something happens. Whatever they're doing, they all of a sudden they get coached up. They get their confidence. They get an opportunity, and you start getting – like you did last night. I never thought we were going to come in here today and talk about Caleb Martin and Max Strus, but had big games last night. Max Strus, needed all of them. He was just knocking down threes off picks last night, fade away, and just got it rolling and didn't stop, kept
shooting.
And the
defense from P.J. Tucker.
P.J. Tucker.
Got to give him some shots this morning. I mean, the way he played Giannis last night was unbelievable.
6'5", P.J. Yeah. Tucker, all over Giannis, who was not great last night, yeah. 4 of 13.
And he shows his 6'5", by the way, when he's standing next to Giannis. You could see the difference between someone who's probably almost 7 feet tall and a 6'5", just built guy like P.J. Tucker.
Well, he's feisty.
He was such a key piece of that Bucks title run, man. I mean, defended, I thought he did such a nice job in that Brooklyn series, yep. especially on Kevin Durant, got all over him.
Oh, he didn't back off.
He did a nice job, man. He's a really solid defender.
Not worried about being anybody's friend in the NBA no. when he's playing against them. That's for sure. He's got some old school in him. So, anyway, hey, that's a hell of a 113-104 win for the Heat, who, listen, they know they got two guys coming back, and they're really good players. And so when you get an extra win like last night off of that and play better and you get the performance you get from some guys, including a guy that's literally scores 28 points, is on a two-way contract, and probably will be the rest. He's probably at some point going to end up, because if it is 50 games, he's going to end up going down, and they're going to move him back down and probably not use all his games and send him right back down to the G League once they get healthy. And yet you look at what he's doing and how athletic he is and the way he's playing.
Very
He
athletic.
Doesn't want to go back to D League.
Nobody wants to go to the D or now the G League. Yeah. You're right, Goran. It's just not a place you want to be. Hey, by the way, we were talking about some other things. Never liked these, man. I've been through one. The old divorce. They make the paper when you're famous. Most people are able to keep them out of the paper. But this one is kind of weird, especially for all of us that at some point, let's be honest, we all watch ESPN a little bit, whatever you think. Molly Karam and Jalen Rose have, if you didn't know, were married and tried that long-distance relationship.
That can't be easy, Joe. I mean, L.A. and New York, basically? Come on.
Yeah, just tough one.
How's that going to work out?
So made it a couple years. I don't know how good the couple years were. I don't know how it was after I do and kind of went their own way. And
well, in the TMZ article, it said that Jalen almost a year ago put in the paperwork.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't 2.5 years. It was more like a 16
months. It was more
months,
like,
right?
I do, and then what the hell have I done?
Well done. Well said.
Then, I right? do, and then what the heck?
I like what the hell.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. Oh, boy. Did I jump into this? And, ooh, this is not going to be easy. And, you know, you got to see him. Like, they haven't missed a beat. And by the way, that one thing they both have in common, part of their jobs, they both work with Stephen A., which is kind of crazy. Poor Stephen A.'s probably stuck
right
in the middle of that list.
Yep.
Hey, Molly, all right today? Yeah, I'm fine.
Have you spoke to Jalen?
Crazy stuff, yeah. The only difference is their junk's got to be on TMZ. And
well, of course.
Out on everything. Yeah. And, you know.
The remaining friends.
Molly, take it. Yeah, they're going to stay good friends just didn't work out. And we have a great respect for each other. How come everybody always says that after divorces? We've got great respect for each other. And we hope you'll respect our privacy.
Right. In this case, sure.
Hey, man, good luck.
They're front page of TMZ Sports.
Good luck. That's not going to work.
There's no privacy there.
We got to go to break here. We do have a lot more stuff to get to, including the man that could bring this all together. Tell you what, the last AD was really good to us, and I always like to say that because he treated us great. But getting this new Clemson athletic director, Radakovich, coming in here with his experience at Clemson and what he's done since being there almost 10 years is bringing it together, fundraising, the importance and what they've been able to do in football since he was there, and building everything else around it. Well, I'll tell you what, this could be just what the whole program needs with what he – and by the way, I've always felt with everybody, the former players to people with money to the fan base, they've needed somebody to come in that's got a strong resume, and they got it. This is the guy. This is –
third ACC team, by the way, Georgia Tech, Clemson.
Yeah. Well, listen, he went to the big boy job and got it flipped around, and Clemson has turned into a hell of a football team, and overall pretty damn good sports. Pretty darn good job there. Anyway, we've got to go to break. We'll excuse me, take a quick one. We'll come back. A lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Got a big show lined up for you. Mike Harley is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. The CEO is going to join us of the Orange Bowl. Eric Palm will join us in the 7 o'clock hours. And Baldy is really, Brian Baldinger from NFL Network, has just been fired up about our young guys and the way they're playing. So he's going to join us at 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll have all that stuff coming up here on the show. Right now, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Never too early in the morning to talk about the great products you have and we have at your South Florida Chevy dealers right now. Best overall products we've ever had. Got some brand new looks. But overall, just the reason they're calling it the best overall products, I think starts with the SUV family. Starting whether you're looking for a smaller SUV, a midsize SUV that has extra space, or the big boy where you're just going all out. You got a big family. You don't care about anything. You need a big SUV that's comfortable and looks nice. And boy, I'll tell you what, that's what the Tahoes and Suburbans look like when you start talking about the new look here in 2021 with more space. And then you work your way to the midsize SUV, this Traverse. I'll tell you what, when you sit in it in the front and the back seat, it doesn't feel like a midsize SUV. You talk about being comfortable. It's unbelievable and has a fantastic look with it. Then the smaller SUVs like the Equinox, even over to the Trailblazer. The Blazer family's fantastic, man. Got a great look. Bought myself one. And you might want to look into it, too. If something you're on a budget, boy, I'll tell you what, it's got a great look, and it really does have a lot of substance to it. And then all those Silverado trucks, man, strong, durable trucks. We got them all. Every kind of truck possible we have for your lifestyle, man. Whether you need a working truck or a work family truck, we got it for you, man. Hey, stop by. We got convenient locations all over South Florida. Dade, Broward, even Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
AM 560 Sports WQAM invites you to take part in Channing Cratter's 10th annual Toy Drive benefiting the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Hawk and Cratter will be broadcasting live there Friday, December 17th, week from tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. If you can, please bring a new unwrapped toy that can help a child enjoy the holiday season. It's Channing Cratter's 10th annual Toy Drive at the Lester H. White Boys and Girls Club in Fort Lauderdale. Hope you guys can make it. It's next Friday from 2 to 6 p.m., the live broadcast, but all day long you can bring a toy there for the kids and for the Boys and Girls Club.
Well, definitely go 2 to 6 so Channing can tell you a story. He's got some crazy, crazy great stories if you can get him to tell them during a break, you know, during a quick break there that poor Hawks probably had to listen to a whole bunch, but they're so good, man. It's just – anyway, it's a great – they've been doing a long, long time. Same location up there, not too far away from St. Thomas Aquinas High School. And if you can help and you're looking to get involved, and there's some great ones during the holiday season, and they're doing their part. So it's really cool. Great stuff. Speaking of high schools, Hialeah Champagnat and Chaminade Madonna heading up north for the state finals. It's a little crazy because some of the smaller classifications – will be playing up north, and the rest of them will be playing next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, up in Fort Lauderdale. So if you get a chance and want to come see it, let me see. That would be Central, Cardinal Gibbons, St. Thomas Aquinas. Mm-hmm.
The normals?
Yeah, all the normals. Yeah. I left somebody
checking
out.
Checking them off your list.
I left somebody out, though. I just literally left somebody out. Anyway, it is great. And we got a lot of good teams down here. Got a lot of craziness going on with all the recruiting. Speaking of recruiting, Mario Cristobal's already been in Texas. He's not messing around. Everybody, well, he'll just kind of spread it around here. No, he went to – saw Dave Hyde had a report that he was in Texas and recruiting and hitting it, whether it's guys that Manny was recruiting or guys that he was recruiting in Oregon, trying to get some guys in and get after this class before National Signing Day. And if there are some guys that wait, he'll get them in the second period if he can, the second date. And then the third option, of course, is always the transfer portal. So hopefully we're going to have Mario Cristobal on tomorrow, Friday. He'll be here to talk to us and get you caught up on everything, including it's kind of a cool thing because he's been out recruiting already for a few days and in a different shirt, obviously, representing a different school. So we'll hopefully get a chance to talk to him for a little while tomorrow morning for the show on a Football Friday. Of course, man, it's got to be a Football Friday. And hopefully the Minnesota Vikings are bouncing back from a real, real bad loss, and they're fired up again and take care of those Steelers.
Welcome to the end run where you don't have yourself in the position just to win and you're in, and you have to root for about six other teams to lose games. It starts this week. Actually, like you said, it starts tonight, but there are games on the docket on Sunday where you're going to be rooting for teams. Please lose a game here. Please lose a game there so we can get from that bottom. Because you look at the standings for the AFC, it is funny because the three bottom-feeding teams are obviously the worst teams, that, you know, some of the worst teams in the NFL, and the Dolphins are just above them because of their record of 6-7. But one or two wins and one or two losses up top, and all of a sudden you jump right back up there.
Nine teams in the AFC.
Crazy.
With 6 or 7 wins. Just crazy. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. And listen, if they come up short, this would be the craziest thing ever if they end up winning 9 straight games. It would be. It's going to be.
After losing 7? Yeah, this would be a weird
season. I played on a really good team, and I think once we won 9 or 10 in a row. And this hasn't been a really good team from day one, and they lost 7 straight. So it's going to be really difficult to win 9 straight. Number one, 2 of them are going to be on the road. And second of all, and one's going to be New England at home. So it's not going to be easy. But the second part is anytime you lose 7 in a row, you really shouldn't have a chance anyway to be talking about playoffs. And the fact that they are still dancing, they're outside the club now, don't get me wrong. They need help. But
they're in the line for the club. That's the difference. They're not outside that line and sitting at home and not worrying about what's going on here. And 2.5 of the next 4 games for the Dolphins, those teams are looking for a win. I don't know if New Orleans is still relatively in it or not, and the Jets are not. But the other two, that's your top 2 teams in the AFC right now you're going to be playing.
Yeah, your last 2 teams and with Ryan Tannehill and the New England Patriots will be tough. One on the road, of course, and one at home will not be easy.
Both fighting for that top spot, too, in the AFC.
And again, you know, if this happens, and, you know, Dolphins did it to themselves. This is great what they're doing, the improvement, way they're playing together. I think all of it's really getting better for the most part. Some areas still way too slow. Offensive line, running game, no matter what you say about it, it's getting better. 3.3 yards per carry is a concern after you're far into the season. And second in rushing yards per game, it's not good. And so that – you've got some problems, but you lose 7 and you lost some bad teams. Listen, you lost to Jacksonville, and you shouldn't lose to Jacksonville. I know the Bills did the same thing. They didn't score a touchdown, but they tried 25 times during that game to give it back to you. And that one, I am sure, when it's all said and done, no matter what happens with this team playing so much better over more than a month now, that's going to be one you come back and go, how in the F did you lose to Jacksonville? They're going to, yeah, they're going to be stuck here at 2 wins is what's going to happen. They're 2-10.
I don't see any friggin' more wins from them. Yeah.
So it's a real – and even coming home, and somebody brought this up the last couple of days, you know, and the decision where you have a choice to either take your bye week right after going to London, or you can take it another time. And we made a decision, the team did, that we would take it at the last bye week of the season, basically, because this is the last one they have. Everybody's got to play after this for the last four. And I'm guessing the Thursday night game's going to be done here pretty soon,
too. I think there's one more week of it, and then they're done, yeah.
So you're going to get back to Saturday and Sunday games during the holiday season. The only change is going to be some teams playing on Saturday and not Sunday to jump in the market and make sure the NBA doesn't have any kind of day by themselves. We're trying to screw up their Christmas now.
We totally are. That was their day. We took it.
They couldn't help themselves.
No.
They couldn't help it. Like, oh, those five games that go 12-12, they're real great. You got great matchups.
You got good games on that day, too, Joe. You got Browns, Packers, and Colts, Cardinals.
Got some good games.
Like, that's 4 and 8 o'clock on Christmas Day. Yeah, that's interesting. Those are interesting games.
They're going to go, okay, we'll see which one you want to watch and see what you like better that day while you're sitting at home watching those games. But, yeah.
Two more Thursdays, by the way. December 23rd is the last Thursday night game, it looks like, 49ers-Titans.
Just look back on this thing. But, hey, listen, it's going to be fun to see what they can do and how they look these last four games. I'm really curious and – see what it's going to look like and how much better these young guys get, which is really important. And honestly, the guy that spoke earlier here that we heard from, Tua Tagovailoa, how's he going to play over these last four games? Really, really. The biggest decision for this team this offseason, it's not even close. Everything else is secondary, even the offensive line, because you got to figure out, okay, did he do enough? Did he do enough that we're going forward and letting the world know Tua Tagovailoa is our quarterback? Are we going to just do this stuff that we just did?
If the season ended on Sunday, would you think that Tua would be the guy next year going in?
I don't know if they've seen enough yet.
Okay.
All right, listen, we've got 7 o'clock hour coming up. Got a lot more stuff to get to, including we've been waiting to have him on, man. The guy that hit a jackpot, the guy that hit the biggest jackpot in town is the CEO of the Orange Bowl, Eric Palms. Can you believe this? Michigan and Georgia. I couldn't screw that game up. Nobody can screw it up.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. You know, the only thing you're going to have to say is, sorry, we don't have tickets. That's the only thing they have
to
say.
On the website.
That's all they have to say is, sorry, we don't have any more tickets.
All right.
That's it. Anyway, what do you got for us?
All right, time to talk about a new sports movie that I'm very, very excited for. It's called National Champions. It's about a Heisman Trophy winner on the best college football team in America who, on the night before the national championship game, announces he's starting a boycott until all student athletes are paid. Very interesting. And obviously, billions and billions of dollars on the line. Well, all hell breaks loose at that point. National Champions, executive produced by Russell Wilson and with Mike Greenberg, Michael Smith, and Jemele Hill. It's in theaters everywhere tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow you'll be able to see National Champions, a new movie coming out. Executive produced by Russell Wilson. Make sure you get to the movie theater and see National Champions starting tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.